This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Thanks for joining us. A special from Frontline called Wiki Secrets will tackle the topics of Bradley Manning and WikiLeaks. Bradley Manning is the individual that's accused of forwarding more than 500,000 documents to the WikiLeaks organization. It's been almost a year now since he has been in prison. We're joined by Martin Smith, the correspondent for The Piece. Thanks for being with us.
Hari, it's good to be here.
All right, so this is a really interesting documentary, a great story, but the individual at the center of all this, now who's been in prison for a year, there's so many different layers to get into. Let's get into just a couple of the bigger topics that, you know, how did this even happen? How did somebody at his rank have access to so many classified documents?
It's a confluence of a number of things, but in the post 9/11 rethink of how we handle intelligence, there was a lot of opening up of what were called stovepipes. There was this idea that information had been too compartmentalized, and so the idea was to push it down and push it out so that more people could, as they say, connect the dots and have a wider contextual view of what's really going on wherever they might be operating, whether they're soldiers in the field or policemen domestically. So that had a lot to do with why Bradley Manning had access. He had access to two classified servers with lots of information on them, and a lot of that had to do with this post 9/11 intelligence sharing initiative.
Let's talk a little bit about the why. As you delve into Bradley Manning's private life, it seems that he had a tremendous amount of anger at the people who were, well, for lack of a better term, just kind of abusing him for the fact that he was gay, and that he really couldn't even tell any army therapists about it, and these things started to snowball.
Yeah, it really, I really never thought about all the consequences of don't ask, don't tell, but one of those was that he really couldn't even confide with his army, in his army therapist. So he sought counseling outside. What it meant was that he was disaffected, unhappy, and had a certain disrespect for authority, given that a don't ask, don't tell made his life so miserable. So he was young, he was idealistic. Some would say he was naive. But that doesn't take away from the fact that he also had a conscience, and he saw things that he thought were worth exposing.
In late May, a hacker in California was contacted and began a chat with someone using the screen name Bradass87. If you had free rein over classified networks and you saw incredible things, awful things, what would you do?
He spoke in hypotheticals at first. Even then, I largely blew it off. There just aren't enough hours in the day to correspond with everybody that wants to correspond with me.
The hacker, Adrian Lama, was well known in the cyber underground. In 2003, he'd been arrested for hacking the New York Times. And the day before the chat, Lama was featured in an article on Wired.com that discussed his psychiatric problems. Bradass87 would keep up his chat with Lama for the next 4 days.
He talked a lot about his personal life, about his relationships, about his experiences in the military, about experiences back home.
Lama says the person also contacted him via email, and they became friends on Facebook. It was Bradley Manning, intelligence analyst in Iraq. And in his profile, there was the chat name, Bradass87. He read more.
Looking at his Facebook page, I got the sense that Bradley was very depressed.
Then during one of their chats, Bradass87 started dropping hints about a crazy white-haired Aussie.
He mentioned Julian Assange in the context. Julian was the individual at WikiLeaks who he had initially established contact with.
He also mentioned that he had leaked thousands of classified documents, including a huge tranche of diplomatic cables.
Was WikiLeaks an active or passive participant in this? Did they seek out any of these documents? Because that would kind of cast them in a different kind of legal standing, right?
This is a central question because the prosecutors, the grand jury that's now sitting and considering all this, might consider it an act of espionage by a foreign national, Julian Assange or other people within WikiLeaks, if they in fact helped get this information unlocked and out of the computers that it was in.
And finally, what's the timeline for Bradley Manning now?
We don't know exactly. It should be sometime this summer that he stands before a military court for a pretrial hearing to decide sort of where the case goes from there. So that's pending. Sometime, you know, it's been delayed somewhat, but sometime in the next couple of months, I expect that he will have a hearing.
All right. Martin Smith from Frontline, thanks so much for joining us.
Hari, thank you very much.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.